Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, I took a golf lesson yesterday. You proud of me?
I am.
It was awesome.
I'm really jealous.
I got sweaty. Barry said I was rapping like I was... I don't know if I retained any of it. To be honest with you, He's like, let's start with an 8-iron. He goes, give me half swings. And he's like, you're coming in too close. Look at your club face. It's too closed. He's like, you just got to try to find some time to hit some golf balls around.
Don't you have a net set up in the back?
I do have a net set up in the back. I just got a net, so I can hit a few of those. But yeah, I took a lesson yesterday. I felt vigorous. I felt like I actually accomplished something, got a little bit better. He's like, oh, you can go out on the course. Go ahead and knock some around. I go, nah, I got to get the hell out.
Oh, you didn't get out there?
No, I got on the simulator and that was
beautiful.
It was, but man, I got a lot of stuff I had to do yesterday. It just nonstop. So I had my, it was like 45 minutes and it was excellent. And I don't know the next time I'm actually going to golf around, but I put it on social media. People like, well, why don't you play? And I said, I can't. Guys, I'm terrible. I can't do it anymore. I don't know what's going on with me. I'm trying to pick up the pieces again. This is very, very difficult. So I was like, one of the things I guess I'm afraid to take a divot. I'm terribly afraid to hit it fat.
Oh, love a good divot.
And so he's like, you got to do practice swings before your shot. You got to practice taking a divot.
Well, the divot's also.
You got to stay down, Kenny.
It's also very telling. Your divot tells you all you need to know about your swing.
Yeah, I don't know these things.
Was anybody watching you on the practice tee?
Glad thing you brought that up, because there were people getting ready for their rounds and they were cashing in for their rounds and whatever, paying for their rounds. Yep. And he was telling you a back nine, front nine, things like that. And they looked over, and both times someone looked over, I duffed it right into the simulator next to me. Like rockets right into the simulator. You heard the big ping off the metal on the other side. It was terrible.
So I've done terrible golf. I've done this before.
Yeah, just a terrible person.
I've been on a driving range when like the head pro is teaching somebody and you're kind of there with your ears kind of listening just to see, oh, hey, what can I get out of this? And then lo and behold, Larry David made that a Curb Your Enthusiasm this year.
There have
but
been
stealing lessons.
That's a very good idea. There have been times I have duffed it into the water on purpose when people are watching to make it look like I did it on purpose as a gag, because I know that I'm going to do it and it helps me to show that I'm a bad golfer and I'm every bit as bad as I say, but it makes it like at least somewhat funny, because at least there's people like looking at me and I can just duff it on into the water and that's it. If that makes any sense whatsoever, because I'm as terrible as it gets.
I'll tell you though, I really believe this, being able to take instruction during a lesson,
mm-hmm.
I think that's not everybody can do that. Some people, their egos are too much, or stubbornness. So the fact that you're even willing to do that, there's so many people that won't even take that step, or while they're listening, mm-hmm. they're really not cooperating. So I think that tells everybody a little bit about you and who you truly are.
One of the great lines, and then I'm going to go to a Denzel Ward line that he used yesterday. One of the great lines I heard him say, he goes, Kenny, this is a game of misses. He goes, that's what these are. He goes, the best shots are great misses. And I went, holy crap, that's a great line. This is good teaching I'm getting right here. Because I don't hear that type of stuff. I don't know much about teaching anybody golf because I suck at it. And I was like, man, this is good stuff. I'm getting some good stuff here. So I was, I'll keep it up. I'll see what we do next week with it. Denzel Ward, speaking of great lines, he was whispering sweet nothings into Lima's ears yesterday. Said it left a bad taste in his mouth the way the season ended.
Definitely didn't like the taste in my mouth from that last game and the showing that we put out there on the field. So I think that's why a lot of guys are in here now, just ready to get back to work, ready to get back to it and work towards our goals that we got and making it to the playoffs and extending our season.
That's amazing that we hyperanalyze every press conference, every one-on-one, every media breakout session, every time we hear from Kevin Stefanski, every time we hear from Andrew Berry, every time we don't hear from Paul DePodesta, even the Haslams. Like, we hyperanalyze every single thing that is said. And then they lose the playoff game, and then it's over and gone, and everybody goes home. And you don't see these people again. You don't hear from them again. I mean, we are how many months removed now from that loss? 3 months?
Yep.
3-plus months removed. And I don't think we've heard Jim Schwartz talk. We have gotten a little bit here and there from Stefanski and Berry, but it's like you're on to the next thing. What are you going to do in the offseason? What are you going to do to improve? What are you doing with the cap space? We don't really, it's amazing. We go over every regular season game for an entire week.
Yeah.
When there's a bye week, it's 2 weeks that we break down the games. And we reference the games. We go back to them. Playoff game, season's over. Go on, clean out your lockers. See you next year. Which is amazing because this game was the outlier. This game was so different from any game they played all year. When did their defense have a performance like that throughout the whole season?
Never.
And the final score is not even indicative of how bad your defense was.
Yeah.
Because had Houston needed to really run up the score in the fourth quarter, they probably could have. Who knows? I know we got a couple stops there in the second half. But, yeah, the game was over, and then Flacco throws the pick six, his game over. But the first half was so bad. Like, C.J. Stroud was having his way, and then that's it. It's gone. Poof. See you next year.
What, you were upset with the lack of conversation? Because I have an explanation for it. It might not be a good one for you. Or it might not be one that everybody wants to hear, but I got
a
really...
I would love to hear some clarity from the Browns. Do they think that was just a one-off? Or do they think that things were exposed?
They can't. I think that they have to see that things had to be exposed there. Because C.J. Stroud ain't going anywhere. And people are going to look at that. Now, C.J. Stroud might be a cut above the rest when it comes to young quarterbacks. We'll see how this goes. I mean, year two's coming up. We'll see how teams defend him. And they'll probably defend him a little bit differently and see if they can drop some people in coverage or bring some people up and see if they can look at him a little bit different because he's a very good, accurate quarterback with a nice, strong arm. However, they have to look at that and say, what did we do wrong? And I always said, boy, I wish we would have played him on Christmas Eve and December 24th because if we would have played C.J. Stroud instead of Case Keenum, it would have been a different game. Maybe would have lost that game. Maybe would have had to play it against Cincinnati. Maybe would have had to play the starters against them. It's not that they would have absolutely won, but I think if guys on the field on defense would have seen that misdirection, because there was no way at that time they could hold anything back. They could if they really wanted to, but they didn't foresee themselves playing the Browns in the first round of the playoffs there. So there's always something you hold back, but you were leaving a lot out there to make sure that you won. And so they probably would have done a lot of misdirection, and we would have had the chance for guys on the field to learn on the field. Would have learned the hard way, but they would have had a chance to do it before you play them in the playoffs. They would have been better prepared for them. Like, if you were to play Houston versus Cleveland now, like I heard Mark Schlereth yet last week on Afternoon Drive, he said he'd pick Houston. A lot of people might pick Houston. Ain't going to be a runaway the way it was before because your defense is more ready for it. They got to take that experience and they have to go over it and over it and over it and find out what they learn from it. Not to rub their own noses in a failure, but what did we learn from this? But there's another problem to that as well, Tone. And cut me off anytime you want. They also, why was I so adamant that Joe Flacco wasn't coming back? Everybody in the building knew he wasn't coming back. Joe knew he wasn't coming back. Everybody knew it. Whether you agree with that or not, that's beside the point. We are moving on from that. But we all knew it was different. This is going to be a different season. So you take last year and you go, we really accomplished something where we had.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Had no quarterback. Our running situation was messed up because of Nick Chubb's terrible injury here. That was a great moment. Let's remember some of the good things, but we have to learn from the terrible moment at the end of the season to make us better. Because now I think we all looked at that as this sweet release before the storm of expectations for this year, expectations to not just make the playoffs, but I think to have a playoff run, and expectations of what the quarterback's going to be, because we don't know what his shoulder's necessarily going to be. He's saying the right things. He said the right things during the regular season last year. So there's so many expectations. Like, I think a lot of fans on April 17th, the draft's the draft. But if you're thinking football, there's pressure now already on the regular season to get this thing going the right way, to see what quarterback you have. And I think that plays into last year was such a pleasant thing, such a pleasant run. Everything was great. But now's the time we got to get going.
Well,
here.
So the reason,
and I think it's a very serious situation right now. So we tend to put a smiley face on last
this
year.
This is why I love Denzel Ward bringing it up yesterday. And I expect their competitors. I expect, especially somebody like Denzel Ward. Look at his history. Look at what he's been through. You know, he's been in the league now longer than you think, and you never know how many years you get. And so you get to the playoffs and then have that kind of performance. And I truly do wonder. I wonder with how great that defense was, how dominant it was last year. When I hear Browns fans start to get excited about this year, you know, they're just assuming the defense is going to be great again. That's why it sounds to me like we're all ignoring the playoff game, because the reason you'd ignore it is because then you're saying it's an anomaly. It's a one-off. That was just C.J. Stroud was on a heater. You know, but then I look at the quarterbacks we would play in the playoffs this year. If we go again, you know, who's it going to be? Is it going to be Stroud? Is it going to be Mahomes?
I don't.
If the Chargers bounce back, is it going to be Justin Herbert? Obviously, we know about Josh Allen, how amazing he is. If Joe Burrow bounces back.
I think maybe the people you talk to might think about that, and I think that's unfortunate. I don't think anybody's thinking that about C.J. Stroud, that he's on a heater. Well, you're on a heater the entire season?
As a rookie.
He was great the entire year.
He was.
So it wasn't like he all of a sudden, like, they backed their way into the playoffs. No, they had to fight tooth and nail because they're still young and they're still building. And then once they got to the playoffs, he took off. Well, part of that is because he's a good quarterback. So it's not about just not seeing what happened at the end of the season. Fans want to ignore it because it's a terrible memory. Terrible memory. So I don't blame a fan for wanting to ignore it. But the Browns ain't going to ignore something like that. No. They're gonna try to their best to learn from something like that.
But yet they pretty much, you know, saved the linebacker situation. They brought back the same team, right? Their defense is pretty much the same guys. So is it scheme? If we're admitting it's not players. And I thought it was their biggest move of the offseason so far was re-signing, not a guy they added, re-signing Za'Darius Smith. But with that said, you know, how can they make sure this doesn't happen again? How do we get into a game of that magnitude? You don't hear Myles Garrett's name the entire game. Really, yeah. JOK was the saving grace of that game. I know it was Emerson's worst game as a pro. The secondary, I mean, the ball was just getting thrown over their heads.
Well, whoever they play, week one, we're going to find out very soon. Because I think that whoever they are, unless they don't have the type of quarterback who can move, I think they're going to do a lot of the same stuff that you saw with Houston. I think they're going to come right out of the box and try to learn from that. I think that anytime you get anything like that end your season, somebody's going to try to take something like that and exploit you on it. It might not be in the first 15, but at some point in that game, they're going to start to do that, and they're going to see whether or not you can answer to it right off the very bat. Now, you might be ready for it. You might be overcorrecting some of the things, so they might throw some things differently at you, but that's something I can't answer to. Deshaun Watson speaks yesterday, spoke about the shoulder at length, was pressed about his shoulder from a lot of the reporters there. Do you believe, now we got 2-second trivia coming up at 8:45, so your chance to win some Roman Burgers, but I got to get this in right now because we've got David Thorpe coming up at 9:20, got a lot of basketball left still, a lot of things going on. Do you believe Watson should do more to protect himself on the field?
So I know that was a hotbed subject last year. Every time he slides, it looks like an adventure.
I think we might be flip-flopping with each other on this.
I'm ready to see them open up the offense with him as a running quarterback. I do not think that at this stage we're just going to have him in the pocket like Joe Flacco. I think we got to start utilizing his legs. I think that's got to be part of it. And stop thinking about Deshaun Watson 10 years from now. We got to think about getting the most out of Deshaun Watson every single week.
I can't ask a zebra to be an elephant, but I got to try to get him to protect himself more. Last year, I think a lot of us understand that we got lucky in some cases. I mean, it's a talented football team. They're good. But I think that they would tell you in some cases they got lucky. And you made the playoffs, and everybody calmed down and got excited. I don't think you're going to find that type of thing again. I think that next year they know, and that's why they did what they did. They know that it's going to be a tough sledding. The schedule, I think schedule stuff is overrated. You're going to play tough teams. There's going to be teams that we think are tough. There's going to be teams that end up being tough that we don't think are tough by the time we play them. Who knows what Washington will be by the time they end up on our schedule. We have no idea, right? So I don't think you can look at that. I think you have to look at what the quarterback is. Anthony, I think he has to protect himself more. Last year, you and I are both doing a complete flip-flop here. I think he's got to do more on the field to protect himself. And I know he has to get out there and move. He's a physical quarterback. He's an athlete. But, I mean, these are hits. These happened because of hits when he was running. I cannot sit there and just, if he has to take off, he has to take off. But this designed run stuff anymore, that's done. You're a veteran now in this league. There's too much invested in you. I can't have him do that.
Well, I mean, it's not just to me about design runs. And, yes, I mean, he's bad at sliding. He's bad at avoiding those hits. You know, Lamar Jackson has worked really hard to get better at that. And there are games where you watch and being, if you're a fan of the other team or you're rooting against Baltimore, you're like, is anybody going to get a hit on him? There are games where he just saunters out of bounds and he runs and runs and runs. Nobody ever touches him. And he gets a 30-yard run down the field and steps right out of bounds. Like that's the guy he's a virtuoso when it comes to that stuff. I don't know if Watson has that in him to be able to avoid those hits. But I do know that if we think Watson's just going to be what Russell Wilson was last year, like we were talking about that,
yeah.
I just don't think that's him. And what Russell Wilson was last year was a pocket guy, only took off at the very last moment if it made sense to.
I'm not trying to turn him.
Then you're not. Then basically Deshaun Watson, you've turned him into a very average quarterback.
I think Sean Payton tried to turn him into a robot. I'm not trying to turn Deshaun into a robot, but he has to make better decisions, and I have to get that into his head to make better decisions where – if you got to take off, fine, but I can't be doing design things. You can't check into design runs. You can't do any of those things. I need you for the entire season, or it's going to be on the line again. 216-474-0092. Why? 2-second trivia. Your chance to win a 4-pack of Mr. Hero combo meals, but you got to answer 2 questions in 2 seconds each. It's easier than you think, depending on how much you know, depending on how much you listen to the show. And if you do, you could be eating some combo meals from Mr. Hero. 216-474-0092. 2-second trivia. Your chance to eat some Mr. Hero. Coming up next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.